First, I'll give credit to my colleague, Charlie Reed, who originally broke this story. We've had about four different reporters working on this one.
But there's stars and stripes, clearly. I mean, you guys have been on this for a while.
Yeah. And what's been going on is that the army down in Afghanistan had a contract with a private PR firm called the Rendon Group, which has its own unique history, we'll say. And what that group was doing was every time a reporter was applying to be an embed, to embed with the troops to cover the war in Afghanistan, if a press officer wanted, they could call up Rendon and get a profile that was a real backgrounder on the reporter. But as you said, it covered not just background, but it looked at their past works, and it would grade the works or rate them, characterize them as positive, negative, or neutral.
So did you actually see some of those ratings?
Yes, I've seen a couple of them that when we originally reported them earlier last week, and then throughout the week, several other reporters at the Pentagon began to ask for their own
They want to see their files.
Rating.
Huh?
They wanted to see how they were doing.
Yeah.
Were these just a plus-minus type of grade, or was there a narrative describing the work and the reporter that went with it?
Yeah, there's a narrative. It's like a small book report on who you are and what you've done. But on a couple of them also, they have some slides. And you know, one of them, we had a pie chart that we put up, which said that this reporter was about 60, I forget the exact numbers, about 60-something percent, you know, positive or negative, and then, you know, 10%, 20%, neutral, whatever the rating was. But so they really kind of nail you right into a nice scientific pie chart. The point, though, was that they used that information then to suggest whether or not they felt that, based on your past work, you could be steered towards an event or coverage of something that would make the military look more positive.
And so is there any evidence to suggest that they denied people embed positions because of their coverage?
Well, yes. Last week, my colleague Leo Shane spoke to a former spokesman for the 101st Airborne Division, who was in control of this contract in Afghanistan previous to this June. Since June, there's been a new group of soldiers down there. And he said as late as last year when he was there in 2008 that absolutely when they looked at these Rendon reports, it helped them decide whether or not to grant an embed or whether or not to send a person one direction or another and hopes for a better outcome, a better story.
We're talking to Kevin Barron. He's the Washington Bureau reporter for Stars and Stripes. And that's almost the opposite of the way you would think they would react. If someone was generally negative toward the military, that'd be a great opportunity to change someone's mind around with an embed. So it almost seems as if, to me anyway, having been an editor for a long time, that the military was acting against its own best interest if it wanted to try to get coverage that was positive.
If that's one way to look at it. Sure, make some lemonade out of the lemons, but I think instead what we heard was really a subjective decision was being made by a press officer who really in part these Rendon reports were just part of that decision. They said if they knew that a reporter was giving negative coverage to an issue, then they felt, we'll keep them away from that issue. We'll steer them somewhere else, or at least steer them to something to try to, avoid that kind of coverage. And they said flat out, especially for reporters who are lesser known or from lesser known media outlets, they weren't going to take a chance. One guy's quote was, "I'm not going to put that unit at risk. I'm just not going to send the reporter there."
So, I mean, is it your assessment that the kind of coverage they're getting from Afghanistan is not necessarily, the kind of coverage that they want to see? In other words, the public doesn't seem to be supporting that effort as widely as they would like, and so therefore they're trying to manage the news to get a better result. I mean, can I connect all those dots or not? Is that not appropriate?
No, I think that's rightfully appropriate with, the people that we had on record explaining how they use these contracts. And look, even as late as last week, before the military canceled this contract, the Pentagon was saying, we're going to still use these reports. These are just backgrounders that help press officers prepare for you, even if they say positive, negative, neutral. And the Pentagon just kind of disagreed with the value of that type of characterization. They said, this is just people doing their homework. What's more troubling to me and what we're going to press forward on is the idea I said earlier that, these press officers use Rendon reports, or they were using the Rendon reports, but that was just one factor, and that there seemed to be a whole lot of leeway for them to decide, based on previous coverage, whether or not a reporter gets an embed. And that's specifically against the embed rules. The embed rules, there are reasons to be denied, and the reasons are things like, divulging classified information or putting the unit in harm's way that you're with for some reason. The idea of worrying that you're going to get negative coverage out of this embed, that specifically is not a reason. Like, you can't deny somebody the request because you're afraid they're going to, you know, print something that may make you look bad.
So it sounds like they're backing off the whole program now at this point. Not the whole program of embed, but the whole issue of
the
using these reports.
Yeah. Positive, negative stuff.
Yeah, you know, just yesterday we reported that the military has committed they are going to cancel this Rendon contract. Rendon, you know, said this is just one of several contracts they have with the military. They've worked with the CIA as well. They do lots of media analysis work beyond this. And again, you know, it'd be interesting if we found that there was a report that's from the other perspective, that commanders were telling the press officers, do everything possible to make sure that a reporter gets to the where they want to go to report the war the way that they see fit and let them do their jobs, not, you know, make sure that they're doing the job we want them to do.
Now, that might be a new badge of honor for journalists. If they have a Rendon report, then you know you've arrived, huh?
Yeah, I've had many journalist friends who immediately last week called me up kind of joking, what's my rating?
Do you know your rating, Kevin?
I do not, and you know, I have not been to Afghanistan, so I'm not implied, and I wouldn't be in the system yet. But others have said, you know, after they asked what the rating is, they said, and if it's positive, don't tell anybody.
All right.